Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers from Carson City. On the program today, Ray Hager and I talked to Assistant Senate Majority Leader Ben Kiekheffer. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin, Wayne Fridiani, and Michael Sullivan. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program the Assistant Senate Majority Leader, Ben Kiekheffer. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
The Democrats unveiled their legislative blueprint for Nevada. What did you think of it? Is it just a wish list?
Well, it looked to me like a lot of bullet points and not a lot of substance. A lot of talking points that we've been hearing about for the campaign cycle, and it looks like they're still in campaign mode to me. So we'll see as some of these policies get vetted, if bills get introduced, and where they go.
It's been interesting because as the Republicans have been getting things pushed through and the governor's been signing them, the Democrats have been waylaid here. But at some point, the governor's going to need them to help pass a tax plan. So where do you think this is heading?
Well, look, the governor laid out his priorities in January. We're now a third of the way through the legislative session, and the Democrats have finally decided to have a plan for what they want to accomplish this session. The governor's plan, I think, is consistent with where the state needs to go. And for the most part, the Democrats have indicated that they support the governor's plan. So in the end, when we have a budget in place and we need to fund it, the Democrats will have to decide whether or not they want to stand up and vote yes for children, or they're going to, throw a fit over policy decisions that we've made months before.
Well, it's interesting. One of the biggest things the Democrats have been doing in the last week is fundraising.
Really?
They've been doing a lot of, you're attacking the middle class, and we're defending the middle class, and so, send money. And that's been one of the byproducts.
Well, we're prohibited from fundraising during the legislative session. We're in a blackout period, as is the governor. And again, as I said, it's campaign mode for them, and I think what you're saying there just proves it.
Ben, of course, you were a co-sponsor for one of the biggest bills that have passed so far on the Senate side. That's the bond rollover to help school construction, and also the end of prevailing wage jobs in school and state construction. I was I'm uncomfortable with that because you extended the taxpayers' taxes, their property taxes, yet they had no say in this. They did not get to vote on this bill. In the past, when there's been a bond rollover question, it's been on the ballot. This time it's not on the ballot. It's done through the legislative process. What about sidestepping?
Well, a couple points of clarity. One, the prevailing wage provisions applied only to schools, not state public works projects. And two, this was not a tax increase in any effort to make it look like it is just patently false. If this had failed to pass and no one's taxes would have gone down, when this did pass, no one's taxes went up. So what it did is extend the ability of the school districts to leverage against their existing debt capacity for another 10 years if voters had approved it previously. Now, this is a change. It's a change indicating that we're in a moment of crisis for our physical plant for education in this state. Clark County could immediately fill 23 new schools to capacity if they opened today. Washoe County has the need for an additional elementary school in my district, another one in the North Valleys, at least one more high school. We are in a state right now where as we are starting to grow, which is a good thing, we do not have the physical plant to accommodate the students that are coming along with that. This recognizes that we are in crisis mode and we need to take action now. We can't wait another 2 years to go to the ballot and hopefully get another bond rollover approved. Do I feel entirely comfortable with that? No. And that's why we included the provisions to exempt those school projects from prevailing wage to ensure that at the very least we're getting the biggest bang for our buck. And when you look at Clark County, for example, which is going to be able to generate $3.5 billion worth of money out of this bond rollover, if we save just 5%, which is the lowball estimate that even the union contractors acknowledge will be saved, that's $175 million in taxpayer resources that are going to be put back into schools so that we can do more projects and build more schools.
Okay.
And that's a good thing.
One of the criticisms of the bill is that because of the prevailing wage issue is off the table, some people think that out-of-state contractors are going to underbid state contractors, thereby losing jobs to Californians, Arizonans, whatever. In the Tesla deal, there was a clause that had Tesla must hire at least 50% of the workforce in Nevada. Why not have a similar clause in the bill that passed about prevailing wage and bond rollover?
I'll tell you what, Ray, I've got a second prevailing wage bill that I'm bringing forward. I'm working on finalizing the details now. I saw the first draft yesterday, and a big component of that bill is going to be an effort to protect in-state contractors. And this is a problem that we hear about all the time now. The issue over what happened in Senate Bill 119 doesn't necessarily relate to that issue because we already hear it. I hear it under our existing law that out-of-state contractors come in and win state jobs. So what we need to do is find a way to truly incentivize in-state contractors and our subs to put Nevadans back to work. That's something that we're all committed to, and I expect that we're going to be able to get some legislation passed to help strengthen that.
Can you be specific on what this legislation would do?
Sure. One thing that we've already have in place is a 5% bidder's preference. We're looking at potentially increasing that. Whether or not that's effective is subject for some debate. What we've talked about is allowing a more of a best bid system where a local jurisdiction isn't automatically required to take the lowest bid but could take a look at maybe the three lowest and decide which of those best fits their needs. If there's one that's out of the realm of reasonable in terms of low, maybe that one needs to get cast out because something was missed. Those types of issues that don't just allow it to go to the very bottom out of a trigger, but allow the local jurisdiction or the state that's awarding that contract to look at a variety of factors in determining who gets awarded that contract.
Could you just explain the first thing you mentioned, the 5%?
There's currently a 5% bidder's preference where in-state contractors are allowed a 5% margin above the lowest bid in order to win a contract. Issues that arise with that are larger sort of international companies that aren't necessarily what we would traditionally consider Nevada contractors who set up a local office and then are deemed to be local for the purpose of that bidding.
Okay, all right. More with State Senator Ben Kiekhefer when we return.
Thank you. From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Assistant Senate Majority Leader, Ben Kiekhafer. Put out a press release yesterday through Jody Stevens talking about the need for financial aid programs. Tell us about that, will you?
You know, Nevada has what I consider to be very reasonable prices for its colleges and universities. And I've always considered it to be a great value. And what I've learned recently is that value doesn't necessarily make it affordable to a lot of students. And when you look at the full cost of attending a two-year college in Nevada, we're the least affordable state in the nation when you calculate it as a percentage of median household income. And that is, I think, a travesty. We are blocking off access to higher education and career training for an entire segment of our population, particularly first-generation students and really our lowest income. If you look at the lowest, the poorest 20% of Nevada families, it costs more than 60% of total household income to go full-time at a community college. That's just unacceptable. So what Senator Kiewit and I have put together is a program that we've worked on with the Nevada System of Higher Education to create a state-based, state-funded, need-based financial aid program where after you take into account federal financial aid like Pell Grants and you take into account the family's responsibility and you take into account the student's responsibility, that the state will come back in and cover the cost of attending full-time if you're a degree-seeking student in a two-year institution. We know that full-time is critical. Part-time students in community colleges, for the most part, do not graduate or achieve their goals. And while there are obviously exceptions to that, we need to put our money in the place where we're going to get the greatest return on investment, and that's full-time degree-seeking students. And I feel very comfortable that this is a program that is going to get a great return on investment for the
state.
What
kind of money are you looking at putting in there?
You know, I've put in the bill an appropriation of $5 million per year for the next biennium, so $10 million over the next biennium, which, if you talk to the Nevada System of Higher Education, is a drop in the bucket of what the financial need actually is in this state.
Ben, you're also the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, which is considered the most powerful committee in the Senate because it deals with purse strings and the money. And a few weeks ago, State Treasurer Dan Schwartz came to your committee to give his alternative budget plan. And before he'd come in there, Governor Sandoval had said, if anybody has any other ideas about the budget, he said he was all ears. But when he came in there, he was treated as rudely as anyone I have seen treated in my 12 years covering the legislature. You were okay, but you know, Michael Roberson said he was an embarrassment. This guy is a Republican in your party. He came with some ideas. Why was he treated so shabbily?
Well, I think when the governor indicated he was open to all ideas, he wanted them to make sense, and the treasurer's proposal did not. A, the math didn't even add up, which is right. significantly problematic for our state treasurer. He proposed an aviation landing fee that is illegal based on federal law. He proposed significant new tax increases and didn't understand the interplay between our various budget accounts. He proposed sunsetting the taxes that go into the DSA, not recognizing that there needed to be a general fund offset. He didn't understand some very basic concepts of state budgeting, and to use his platform as state treasurer to try to undermine the governor and what we're doing in the legislative process, I found to be really distasteful.
So you thought he was trying to undermine the governor?
I do.
Even though the governor said he was all ears about new...
I think all ears about a reasonable idea, and the treasurer's idea just frankly didn't work.
All right, let's change topics to medical school funding. The Las Vegas Chamber put out quite an editorial asking that the medical school in Southern Nevada be fully funded. The governor put in $9 million in his budget. Do you think that there's going to be any more coming their way, or do you think that they're going to have to rely beyond that on private funding?
Well, look, all higher education colleges rely on private funding to some sort, but I think the question is, are we going to come up with the state funding to open the UNLV Medical School with a student body enrolled in 2017 versus 2018? And I think we are. It's going to cost about another $19 million. It's in excess of what the governor has recommended to ensure the infrastructure is in place to get that student body enrolled a year earlier. But it's clearly a priority for Southern Nevada, and I believe it's a priority for the governor as well, and that as more information has sort of been laid out during this legislative process, that we feel confident that the UNLV Medical School can be opened with a student body enrolling in 2017 if we appropriate the money. I think it's a challenge at this point to find it, but it's a priority for many of us, so I think we will.
And we look forward to having you back on the program very soon, sir. Thank you so much for doing this. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
If you're injured in an accident and looking for a lawyer, don't you want someone who's going to prepare your case as if it's going to trial?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Boutique handbag cleaning, a fresh new service from Bobby Pages. Visit BobbyPages.com.
Bobby Pages.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Wayne Frediani is here, the Executive Director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association. Liz McMenamin is the Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Michael Sullivan, Vice President of Government Affairs for Porter Gordon Silva. So, Wayne, let's start out with you and your thoughts on Benke Kaffa's comments here this morning.
Well, in terms of the plan that was rolled out yesterday...
By Democrats.
Yeah, mostly a lot of... like flyers, so to speak, advertising flyers, but not a lot of substance to it. And I'm sure they're working on some funding. I think it's also pretty obvious that they're going to need Democrats to pass a tax bill out of this session before we go home. So, you know, there's a lot of days left. There's going to be a lot of vetting and a lot of hearings on taxes and a final plan. So I think it's okay. We'll see.
Liz, you know, it's been interesting to see as the Republicans have gotten so much stuff passed and the governor has signed it. You know, does this lead to problems later on down the road when they're trying to get Democratic votes? Because Michelle Fiore is convinced that she's got 15 votes against this thing.
Against the thing. Well, it's going to be interesting, and I don't know. The end game is always something to sit back and watch as a spectator, but I don't know what bills that are out there that will entice the Democrats. I think the Republicans will have to play this close to their vest until we get there. I just wanted to comment, too. Senator Kickifer is absolutely right on that bond rollover. I just wanted to reiterate that it's not a tax increase, that it is simply just extending the debt for the schools at this time. So, you know, I'm glad to hear him talk about that. That's very important that we get that message out. It is not a tax increase.
Well, I thought it was also interesting. I got a couple of phone calls about this, which is people pointing out that this is leadership, that in the past, you know, the last session, things were kicked back to this, you know, to the county level in Washoe County, and they basically took no action and left the school district hanging for another couple of years. Here, at least, there's been some leadership.
Absolutely.
Well, Liz, I wanted to ask you, what did you think about, we talked with Senator Kickifer about the treatment that Treasurer Dan Schwartz received in front of the Senate Finance Committee. What did you think of that?
Well, it was quite interesting to see Republicans treating each other the way they were treating each other.
Badly.
Well, yeah. It was a little over the top as far as I was concerned, but that's just my personal opinion. It's not the opinion of the Retail Association in Nevada. I would have liked to have seen a little more collegiate attitude towards one another, and at least whether the treasurer's plan made any sense or not, it would have been at least nice to have seen that they weren't treating him in such a disrespectful way.
Okay, but Michael, doesn't that, you know, kind of point of things to come, you know, especially in the assembly?
You know what I thought it was is I thought it was their reaction to how the treasurer was treating the governor. You don't go in there and, you know, that's not the treasurer's job. It's never been the treasurer's job. And I think they were showing him that, you know, you didn't vet this with the governor. You didn't step up and support the governor's plan or at least talk to him about it. And I think that was kind of the reason they got the treatment they got. And I think it does speak to how this might go in the Senate, you know, assembly. They've shown that they're willing to be emotional and very vociferous on things like that.
Well, you know, I just want to point out before Treasurer Schwartz gave his testimony in front of the committee, Governor Sandoval said if anybody's got any better idea about the budget, he was quote-unquote all ears, and it didn't seem like that message got to the Senate Finance Committee.
Wayne, the State Transportation Board is not going to put funding in to raise the speed limit in Nevada, and I think that the board should actually hold their meetings driving between Reno and Elko when they decide on what the speed limit should be. Your thoughts on
that?
Well,
I think there's stretches of Nevada highway where that could be done, and it's unfortunate, I think. I think the highway funding issue is a serious issue. It's a serious issue at the state level. It's a serious issue at the federal level. I have a hard time understanding why the feds haven't raised the fuel tax in 23 years, since 1992.
Courage. Lack
yeah,
of.
to help, you know, get funding for the highway fund and the jobs that it would create across the country. And I'm not saying that just because oil is $50 a barrel. I said that many years ago that we needed to do that. And again, lack of leadership.
Michael, your thoughts on this?
You know, I've driven these roads. I grew up in Nevada and in a little town called Boulder City and traveled to Elko and Ely and all these things. And I definitely think it's something that needs to be looked at because those rural stretches, you know, there's just no reason to have that kind of limit. So I'd encourage, I hope they do.
Well, if you increase the speed limit, what about the safety factor?
Cars are safer these days.
Okay.
My lead foot.
And you know, I've always found that the faster I drive, the more I concentrate, so that might be a good thing. But, you know, just right there. Discussion about not ditching the MBT, even though Senator Spearman has suggested that might be a way to go. Liz, your thoughts on that?
Actually, I think, as you know, one of the things we're looking at is the MBT was very effective after it passed in 2003, brought in more revenue than they even thought it would. And as all of us remember, we all got a little check from Governor Gwynn after the excess, and then the economy tanked. So I don't know. I truly feel like we need to sit back maybe and look and see how the MBT plays out within the revenue stream. Now, I understand some of the businesses in Nevada doesn't necessarily like the idea of the MBT, but some of those businesses were never intended to be. I think we need to open it up in a broader sense for more businesses. There's numbers being thrown out there that it only covers certain
months.
And
I got to cut you off here because we're out of
Thank
time.
You.
We'll be running into a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Home Solutions of Ace is now your mattress place from Thomasville Air to Broy Hills and Sora to a whole new line of Serta. And wait till you see our prices. The Serta Perfect Sleeper Queen Plus starting at just $299. Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store now with an entire mattress center.
Let's roll for sound. All right. Take one, marker.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And now with our fixed tuition promise, your tuition will never be raised during your program. So you can focus on what's truly important, your future.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just think that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Now from Home Solutions at Ace, buy any Serta, iSeries, or iComfort mattress and get up to $300 in free gifts, like a free foundation, free pillows, free frame. And with prices this low, you can't go wrong. Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
On our next broadcast from Carson City, the Assembly Minority Leader, Marilyn Kirkpatrick. We'll see you then.